All right, we're speaking with Gary Vorpahl, who is the director of marketing for Hordes Dairyman Magazine, and we're talking a little bit about the upcoming World Dairy Expo. And Gary, why don't you tell me first a little bit about what Hordes Dairyman is planning for the week for Expo?
Well, our week starts real quickly, even before Expo opens its doors, because of our involvement with the magazine and our farm. We have visitors that are in pre-Expo starting date. Our World Dairy Expo involvement starts early on Monday, or actually on Sunday, before the show even opens in Madison. On Sunday, the Hordes Dairyman Farm will be hosting dairy judging teams from across the entire United States. And these teams represent almost 300 students from various colleges and VOAG schools and 4-H. And as the week progresses, Monday we will then be hosting 225 young people who are going to be in Madison to attend Expo, but also visit us, and this is for the National 4-H Dairy Conference. Then on Tuesday, which is the first day of the show itself, at the culmination of the first day, and immediately following the show, Hordes and World Dairy Expo jointly will be hosting the commercial exhibitor party, which is located right in the exhibition hall, which then offers food, refreshments, networking, and show camaraderie, and will be the main focus of the party. Wednesday evening, World Dairy Expo Dinner with the Stars will be real special for Hordes this year, as Steve Larson, the Hordes Managing Editor, will be honored as the 2007 Industry Person of the Year. And this is a great individual honor for Steve, as well as another endorsement of the leadership and respect the dairy industry has for our magazine. Throughout the week, our editorial staff will be involved in many different capacities with the dairy show and the dairy judging going on. Our editors will be presenting various awards for cattle judging accomplishments, as well as excellence awards in all the dairy cattle breeds. And at the conclusion of the expo, our activities are even more ramped up because we'll be involved with preparing our October 25th issue, which comes out real shortly after Expo and is distributed to our 76,000 subscriber audience, and it'll contain the World Dairy Expo show wrap-up information, and that'll contain everything from who the winning cattle and families and people showing cattle were, as well as containing our World Dairy Expo product review sections, and also observations and conversations that happened during the show itself. And all that information will be in an issue that will be in everybody's mailbox in less than 2 weeks after the show terminates. So, yeah, I would say we've got a pretty active agenda here going into Expo Week.
Well, it certainly sounds like you will be busy and be all over the place. Tell me a little bit about, of course, Hordes Dairyman is basically the grandfather of the dairy industry publications. You predate World Dairy Expo. Tell me a little bit about your involvement in Expo over the years and how that may have changed and as the dairy industry has changed.
Well, of course, we were one of the first companies that were contacted about putting a show together in Madison. There was a cattle show in Waterloo, Iowa that had quite a long history, and they were looking for a different site and date, and Madison was one of the subjects. Matter of fact, one of our founders, Bill Hord himself, had put up a share of money to make sure that it could happen in the Madison area and help try to get it off the ground, and that was in the late 60s. So the show has evolved from originally almost a consumer show to the premier world show showing. And the thing that's really unique about it, I guess, is probably because of all the live cattle judging and that. There's over 2,000 head of cattle that come in from not only the surrounding area, but Canada and even some other world representation. So it's really become the key marketplace to the world for not only quality genetics, but also for providing information, products, and services that can be utilized around the world. And I think that's probably the biggest change in it becoming more of a regional show into a national show and into an international show that's basically, if you're in the dairy business, World Dairy Expo is on your calendar every year.
How important is it for you personally as well as your staff to be there at the expo and to be talking to your readers and to have that one-on-one interaction? And what kind of feedback do you get from your readers at the expo?
Well, the value that we get as a staff, both from an editorial side and subscription and advertising side, is just really the one-on-one contact with the most important people that are in our industry, whether they be individual producers or marketing representatives from other companies. Everybody likes to be on top of what's happening in the marketplace, what the current buzz is, what the feeling is, where the market's going for the future year. And with the show being October, it's a perfect time of year to be getting some kind of an early feel of what the new year will bring, product services, milk prices, what the attitude is of producers out there along with marketers, and it's just an ideal place to glean all the different information, some of it factual, some of it rumor, but it's important to be in those one-on-one situations.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to spending our time at World Dairy Expo. We appreciate the sponsorship of Hordes Dairymen, of our coverage on World Dairy Diary, and also on agwire.com. Is there anything else you would like to add that you'd like people to know about Hordes Dairymen and World Dairy Expo and your activities there?
Well, I'd certainly like to invite everybody that's attending World Dairy Expo to stop by at our booth, which is in the exhibition hall in booth 4323. And also we are in the Coliseum on the ground floor level. And that booth number is 72 and 73. And, stop by and talk to us and talk to our editors. And we'd just love to talk dairy with you. As we say around here, we're all dairy all the time.
That sounds great. Gary, I appreciate your time today, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next week at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.